Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor in southern New England. Jeremy Zachas is in New South Wales. My fall, his spring. That means cricket. And the Australian team, champions, are waiting for the Ashes series that begins in December. In the meantime, the India team is in town for a test. India plays wonderful cricket. That is why it is confounding that there is suddenly a spitball incident. Now, spitball is a term from the old days of baseball. It doesn't mean necessarily that you spit on the ball. It means that you're doing something to the ball that makes it irregular when you throw it hard. You can cut it with a razor. You can put Vaseline on it. You can scratch it in some fashion so that the spin of the ball is difficult to read at the plate, as far as I understand. I could never hit a curveball, so I'm just repeating what I've learned. Now, Jeremy, you tell me that a cricket ball is very hard. So what is this accusation? What happened?
Well, John, it's nothing like a bit of cricket scandal to get the week going. What happened was it was during the Australia versus India test in Melbourne, so at our Melbourne Cricket Ground, which is one of our hallowed cricket grounds in Australia. The test was going very well. It had gone into day two. Australia was quite well defeating India. They weren't doing very well at the crease and really weren't bowling too well. But at the end of day two, the umpire actually picked up the ball and noticed that there's something a little bit odd about it. Having a closer look at the cricket ball that they'd been using for the past couple of days, he noticed that it actually had quite a large scratch down it. So basically it looked like someone had taken a razor to it and effectively changed the shape of the ball along one seam. Now, in cricket, you are not allowed to tamper, change the ball in any way. And if you do, it is actually a big deal. It means they have to replace the ball because in cricket as well, unlike baseball, typically each test will only go through one ball, maybe two if it's a particularly rough ground, but typically you only have the one ball. And that's kind of how the cricket game is played. But in this case, what they noticed in Melbourne was the ball had been substantially cut. So immediately noting that India at that time was bowling, the Indian captain was summoned by the umpire to have a chat and to find out what had happened. The Indian team said, no, we haven't changed the ball whatsoever. It's not us. We'll continue playing with the ball. It's all good. And try to defend themselves. But, of course, the umpire, now evoking something called Newland's Law, said, no, the ball has been significantly changed. We now have to change the ball and actually bring a new one in. And then the investigation began. So, at the moment where it stands, John, we really can't prove that the Indian team had actually tampered with the ball and that the scratch wasn't actually through natural wear. But I must remind people, too, that Australia, we're particularly sensitive to ball tampering because back in 2018, one of our own teams was actually legitimately found to have tampered with a ball in Newlands, South Africa, which is where the Newlands law about changing the ball over comes from. So whenever we see any potential for ball tampering in Australia, we're very much on top of it straight away. And, John, it looks like we may have possibly caught a ball tampering incident, although we can't tell. There's no photographs of the ball made public yet while there's an investigation. But this is a scandal and a half, John. We haven't had a ball tampering incident for, I reckon, many, many years now. So this is interesting.
Jeremy and I became curious about baseball because I asked him how many cricket balls are used in a test match ordinarily. And the answer is simple, one or two, depending on the day and the weather. And so we asked Claude, which is the AI for Anthropic, how many Major League Baseballs are used in a regular Major League game? The answer is surprising. 84 to 90 in an average game. 60 that are put into play or fouled off. 12 to 15 that get hit into the stands. 12 to 15 that get scuffed, marked, dirtied, and replaced. That might be what happened to the cricket ball. And the Major League Baseball estimates in a season, they use 900,000 baseballs, all 26 teams, and their practice games before and after. as opposed to the early days of baseball, Claude's got attitude. He spins things. They used one or two for an entire game, and Claude ends with an exclamation point. Jeremy, I just comment upon an AI that wants to know more about baseball than I do. It worries me a little bit. You haven't met a AI that knows more cricket than you do yet. Is that correct, Jeremy?
Well, I'm a bit scared to ask, John, because quite honestly, it probably does. And it might have a bit of attitude like yours did as well and start giving me all sorts of figures and exclamation marks where I'm not expecting it. So I like to live in the dark and not ask those tough questions yet of AI. But during the week, maybe for a bit of fun, I will, and I'll get back to you on it.
Ashes is December. We're waiting. There have been no trash-talking incidents this week. Is that correct?
And that is correct. We've all been playing very, very nicely. And in fact, I think it's because everybody, and I say everybody, all the cricket world is so busy right now with a lot of one-day international and a lot of five-day tests. So honestly, John, when everyone stops being in such a busy period and starts, you know, getting a bit of time, the trash talking, I think, will probably start in earnest.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, in the very warm New South Wales, especially in Queensland. Waiting for summer, everybody down barbing at the beach. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.